This is Ozarks at Large. Any student of Arkansas history can tell you we're an unusual state. You can hunt for diamonds near Murfreesboro, the only place in the country where that can happen. There are giant wind chimes just outside of Eureka Springs, and Arkansas is the only landlocked state that allows you to enter each neighboring state at some point by traveling due south. Wyatt and Janie Jones found hundreds of oddities for their new book, Arkansas Curiosities, quirky characters, roadside oddities, and other offbeat stuff. The couple lives in Conway, and they began collecting possible entries for this book during their collaboration on their previous book, Hiking Arkansas. Wyatt, a self-confessed rock hound, knew of several strange geological locations inside the state, and Janie, a native of Prescott, knew about another oddity, Old Mike.
Old Mike was a pencil peddler who was found dead down in Prescott City Park back in 1911. And though they had seen him before, they didn't know anything about him. They didn't really know his real name. They didn't know anything about a possible family. So when they found him dead, of course, they took him to the mortuary. It was Cornish Mortuary. And they kept him sort of like on, I hate to say display,
but
open for viewing there, hoping that the family would come claim his body. And they sent out flyers, they notified the press and everything like that, but nobody ever stepped forward. And so days passed, weeks passed, months passed, and everybody around there just became so fond of Old Mike, as they called him, they decided to keep him. And they would change his clothes every so often, and they kept him really clean. And then when his eyes began to look strange, they put glass eyes in there. But anyway, he was finally put underground in 1975 on orders from the health department. But when he was there, he was a great advertisement for the funeral home.
Well, Wyatt, you picked up some of the curiosities and the stories from your rockhound interests, and Jenny, you lived in Prescott, so you knew about Old Mike, but where did you start going to find some of the other curiosities?
We ran ads, actually, in the newspaper, and we did send emails, and we talked to all the historical societies, just, kind of put out feelers in different places, and I went through all the books of folklore I could find, Alsop's Romantic Arkansas, and that's what it really came down to, was just, in the end was just plowing through historical quarterlies and everything that we could find,
Old newspapers, and I found quite a few interesting things online. The one about the flies and Fort Smith,
mm-hmm.
I found that in an archived newspaper online, and I just thought it was hilarious. It happened back in 1913. They had so many flies in Fort Smith that the city became concerned that it could be a public health issue. So they decided to have a contest for the school children in Fort Smith to see who could kill the most flies. And the kids showed a lot of ingenuity with some of their strategies, like putting out rotten eggs and rancid meat to attract the flies, and their favorite fly hangouts, like livery stables and outhouses.
Yeah, so Janie says they were baiting them, but it sounds to me like they were raising them, And that's what I was like I told her, it was so much cheaper than a public swimming pool, right? The days before, the Boys and Girls Club.
But they did. They killed a total of 1.5 million flies.
See, and
I guess it did the trick. I don't know.
I read that entry, and what I thought was, wow, that meant somebody with the city of Fort Smith was in charge of counting fly corpses.
I know it. It's so disgusting.
And how long did it take them to count 1.5 million flies? I don't know.
I have lived in Arkansas for 44 years. I thought I knew all of the fun facts about the state, but I did not know that Charles Lindbergh's first nighttime flight started and ended in Arkansas.
Yes, in 1923, he landed at Lake Village, and he took lodging at an inn there close by, and the innkeeper was a man named Mr. Henry. And to return Mr. Henry's hospitality, Lindbergh offered to take him up for an airplane ride. What Mr. Henry didn't know was that was the first time that Lindbergh ever flew at night. But it was a really pretty night. It was clear and moonlit. And Lindbergh did recall this a few years later when he wrote his autobiography called We. He included a little bit about it. But Mr. Henry, when he was telling his family and friends about his adventure, he called Lindbergh Mr. Limburger. I believe it was 4 years before his famous transatlantic flight that really made him famous.
What I love about the book, Arkansas Curiosities, Quirky Characters, Roadside Oddities, and Other Offbeat Stuff, and many of these are places that you do give directions to, is that it gets you away from the growing homogenization of the countryside. There are still places that are off the trail that don't have a chain restaurant or a chain hotel where you can kind of find the unusual and the unexplained.
And we do mention this in the book in the introduction. A lot of things like roadside attractions that no longer exist. But some, if you do go travel the back roads, you can still find some. Back in the days before the interstate, businesses like motels and restaurants would try to lure the motorists to their place of business. So they would build their motels in odd shapes. Some would resemble teepees or igloos.
Or an orange.
That mammoth orange. It's like she was saying, there were some a motor court that were built like teepees up around Fort Smith when I was a kid, along 64.
The mammoth orange is down around, it's at Redfield, Arkansas, and a lady named Ernestine Bradshaw built it in 1965 in the shape of a giant orange. The Mammoth Orange, and that's what it's still called today, the Mammoth Orange Cafe. And they're really good people there. It's still in the family. Ms. Bradshaw passed away just a few years ago, but her daughter and her family took it over. And everything there is, they pound their own meat, they make their own gravy, and it's a great place to eat. They had to expand, though. In the beginning, it was just a round, and it looks just like an orange, you know, it's painted orange. But they had to expand because business was so good, so they've added a few little extensions to it. So it doesn't look quite like an orange anymore, but it's still there. You can tell. You can tell it's the Mammoth Orange Cafe.
You also write about a place that I need to go to. This is right up my alley, but I haven't been there yet, and that's the Pine Bluff Band Museum.
Unfortunately,
no.
It is no more.
No!
That's another one. You know, right up until the very end of our project, we were trying to check on these places, and the Band Museum in Pine Bluff had been there for quite a few years, and it was the only museum of its kind, the only museum that had band instruments, odd band instruments, old ones. And it was run by a fellow named Jerry Horn. And I did not know until very recently that he went out of business just this past April. It was after we had already turned in the manuscript and the book had gone to press. So we couldn't take that out. I'm hoping that someone will take that and reopen it. I haven't talked to Mr. Horn since he went out of business, but I'm hoping that somebody else will carry that on.
Yeah, there are a lot of sites. The Wonderland Ballroom up at Bella Vista, you know, it was quite a night spot at one time back in the 40s and 50s. Duke Ellington played up there, and, you know, a lot of the big band era and the movie stars from the 40s, Tyrone Power and Errol Flynn, liked to go up there.
Yeah.
It was a nightclub in a cavern.
Well, Janie and Wyatt Jones, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you.
Janie and Wyatt Jones are the authors of the new book, Arkansas Curiosities, quirky characters, roadside oddities, and other offbeat stuff. They live in Conway. We talked about more strange things from the book, including Arkansas's own little Tornado Alley.
And you'll find a lot of places being hit by tornadoes that have been hit by tornadoes before. There was a church in, I can't remember if it was Enders or Guy, Arkansas, that was hit by tornadoes three times in one day.
You can hear more from the conversation about Arkansas curiosities online. Our website is OzarksAtLarge.com.